I love being a dad, except when I don't. It just gets better. It's just, it keeps getting better. I mean, the relationships are deeper. The laughter is funnier. You know, it just feels fuller. And people ask me all the time, you know, how you doing, Todd? And I often say, I just feel full.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, we're in high gear mode because I only got 2 weeks before I head out again for the entire month of October. We had a rally last weekend. The weather was perfect. You didn't get blown away in your tent. We had a bunch of dads with a bunch of kids and their wives, and it was just a great weekend. Did you have a good time?
I did. It was awesome. I'll do it again.
Was it nice not being in a tent?
Oh, very nice. I still didn't sleep a whole lot, but it was very nice not trying it for a tent.
All right. And it was just fun getting to talk to the dads. I love watching the dads talk to each other and encourage each other. And we had a little parade of homes where people could walk around and look into some of the RVs. Did you look in any of the RVs, Scott?
We did.
Which one was your favorite?
Oh, yours, definitely.
Yeah, right. And I looked at some of those other ones and I'm like, we have a piece of junk. there was one that, man, it looked like there was a gymnasium inside of it. It was big enough for that. You think it is, you kind of look on the inside and then you look on the outside and you go, how is all this in here?
We looked at a couple of the ones where they're like, they're the sides that move out, you know, but then you got to move them back in. And I'm like, well, you can't do anything in it while you're driving if the sides are squished in.
That's right. That's right. Yes. They're junk.
They look real neat when they're parked there, but you know.
Yeah. Only like a house. Yeah. 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 But it was a lot of fun. Well, here's what we're going to do. For the next two weeks, we're going to kind of just let you sit in as we gathered the guys together and we sat around a circle and we talked. We introduced ourselves and then we just asked them a few questions about what they like right now about being a dad, the best part of being a dad and the hard part of being a dad. And, so Scott, why don't we roll the tape and let them listen.
We're rolling.
Okay. And again, Scott, because we got to do whatever he wants with this, but how about we, let's just pray together. Father, we just thank you for this time, that we can gather as family men. We thank you for the great privilege of being dads and husbands. And Father, even as we've talked this morning, it's not always easy. And even on fun days like today, it's not always easy. I just pray that you would help us to sharpen each other in this time. And we just look forward to this day. It looks like it's going to be another beautiful day once the fog's lifted. And we pray for our wives that they would be able to relax and enjoy the time. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, we're not live, but we're recording here at Cornerstone Campground in Newcastle, Indiana. And we got a circle full of guys. I'm going to pass this mic around. And I've asked them to introduce themselves, tell us a little bit about themselves, and how they got here, what they're staying in, if it's a tent or a yurt or something like that. I don't know what you stayed in. But how about I'll start with our co-host, Scott.
Hey, I'm Scott Moore, and
say it so we're breaking here too, Scott.
I'm Scott Moore. Hi.
I said that it's not just for the people listening.
Yes, right. What is it? Where am I from? Cincinnati, Ohio. And it took me about an hour and a half after about 8 hours of murderous rage with my family to get here. My wife wanted to kill me as bad as I wanted to kill her.
I didn't read this last night, but this is Scott's text to me at about I don't know. Let's see. It was about 5:40 yesterday. He says, hey, big surprise. We're running late. I axe murdered my family, so I'm not sure when I'll get there. So I could tell at the time that he might have been a little stressed. Yeah. And I told him to breathe. You to dad, remember?
Yeah, and my wife said, right back at you, honey, when she found out that. So anyway, we did not stay in a yurt, although I know what that is, and that would be really fun. But we are in the bunkhouse over there. What else do I need to say?
I'll pass it on.
All right. Here you go.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm Frank Stapleton. I'm from Central Indiana. Most of you probably don't know Alexandria, but I'm just outside of Alexandria. Yes, right. Correct. Very good, Todd. I have a decent-sized family. We're homeschoolers as well, so kudos. I got my youngest daughter. My youngest child is a daughter. She's 4 years old. My oldest boy is 17. Pretty good spread. Last one was a late life surprise. So, as she's completely transformed my life, I was a different person before she came along. And you know, it was a blessing from God that she was brought into this world. I was angry all the time. I'm still angry a lot, but not all the time. And because of her and many other moves God's made in my life, I became, I'm a musician, I'm a guitarist and a vocalist. And I work with a ministry called Celebrate Recovery. Some of you might be familiar with it. Help people with drug problems, alcohol problems, and just a lot of life issues is our biggest cross-section of attendees are actually just people with regular problems. So I do that every Friday night, and I'm also working on launching a new chapter in Pendleton, Indiana, actually Elwood Community Church. They approached me, and I've been working on that for about the past 7 months, and we're looking at launching this Easter.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll go this way. You didn't know you didn't have, you thought you had a long time to wait.
Exactly. Wham. Hi, I'm Scott Crosby from Springfield, Ohio. My wife, Pam, and I, we have three kids, Madeline, 13, Nathan, 10, and Owen, 8. And we're staying at the bunk houses down there. And I'm just glad to be here and just enjoy listening to Todd's podcast and reading his emails and all. So really get a lot of encouragement out of it. And I'm a Cedarville guy. I'm a computer technician at Cedarville University. So, thanks.
I'm Dustin Canfield, and we're from Franklin, just south of Indianapolis. And I've got 5 children, 3 boys and 2 girls. And we got here last night at 8 o'clock in our RV after our brake problems. We're smoking on the way here. And then half of my children went immediately to bed. So, happy to be here. Came 2 years ago, so really looking forward to it.
So my name is David Moore, and my wife is Sarah Moore, and we have 6 children, and their ages range from 12 to 2, and 3 girls, 3 boys, came here in our 99 Fleetwood Tioga, and sleeps 8 people, so it was perfect for, you know, our size family. Found that in Kokomo, and it's been working out pretty well, so. We've enjoyed just camping about every month. We try to plan a trip. That's kind of been our goal. My thing is, I don't want to be one of those guys that's got an RV parked in the driveway all year and it never goes anywhere. So if we're going to have one, we're going somewhere every month that we can. So from April to November, we try to just plan even just a weekend trip, you know, something small, a state park, and just, you know, camp for 2 nights or something, but just get it out. And it's easy to do with 8 people. Just go camping for 2 nights, and then you can head home anytime too if, you know, things aren't going so well. But so far it hasn't really come to that, so look forward to getting to know you guys.
Nathan Duncan, and I have my wife is Candy. We've been married for 25 years this year. We have 8 children, ranging from age 28 to 2, so it's a pretty broad range. It's never a dull moment, that's for sure. We have 2 grandchildren and 1 on the way that's due 4 days ago. So we may be getting a call any time now. we're from Whiteland, Indiana. We live 6 minutes up the road from Dustin. so nice and close. That's a huge benefit. So, and we are staying in the bunkhouse with Scott. We're right across the way there. So,
and this is like separated by like a curtain, right?
Well, the two sides have a room that's separated by a curtain. So we're on one side and they're on the other. And we actually there's a bathroom and a shower in there, so my wife is quite happy. So, but yeah, we were here in 16, and we're really looking forward to getting back. We only have four of the kids with us, the younger, three boys and one little lady. So, looking forward to a great weekend.
Yeah, my name's Nick Whited, and we're from Edinburgh, Indiana. So when these guys said Franklin, Indiana, and Whiteland, Indiana, for those who are around that area, that's like 10 minutes, 20 minutes apart. So that's pretty cool. I have a wife named Shayna here with us this weekend. I have four kids, ranging from a 12-year-old down to a 3-year-old. Getting ready to turn four, and we have one on the way, so we're excited about that. We're staying in a pop-up. We actually used to have a camper a couple years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. We sold that camper off because it was a little too small, and we stopped doing the camping thing a little bit, and just took trips. And then this year we thought we want to see if we would actually use a camper. So her family was getting rid of one because they were moving, so we bought this pop-up, and it's been it's worked out really well for us to get out and get away a little bit when we need to. So
I'm Drew Geertz, family man songwriter, and I've got four kids, age range 11 to 2. And, you know, every time I come to one of these things, I always feel like, oh, I must not be doing enough because everybody else has got like 8 or 12 kids. And I always thought that I was doing pretty good with my four, but yeah, so we're tent camping. This is the first time that we've been tent camping outside the backyard. And honestly, the only time, the reason we tent camped in the backyard was so I wouldn't look like an idiot when I come up here. So I'd know exactly what I'm doing. And turns out that I still don't, but I found out that the hardest thing for us to do as a family was to organize a weekend or time just to get the practice in of what it's going to take. And you know, really kind of figured out that it really takes effort just to carve out that time to spend with your kids in the backyard. And then even when that happens, sometimes things just don't go the way we expect them to. So, you know, but here we are. I brought two of my older ones here, and the rest of my family's at home. They're all kind of sick right now, so we're praying for them, and hope things get better. So, but real happy to be here.
My name is Chuck Whitten. I'm here with my beautiful bride of 19 years and my twin 13-year-olds. I also have a 26-year-old. Like yourself, I don't feel guilty for only having three. Hey, God says He'll give you what you can handle with His help. Apparently, I would need a lot of help, so He gave me three. You know, our trips started camping, tent camping several years ago. Our couple of groups of church did camping as a church thing. Then we started joining in with some of them. And then we moved up to from a two-room tent to a 32-foot camper because I, you know, just jump in, go all out, you know. And now everything's falling down at the house because I'm gone all the time camping during the summer. I really advise people, if they don't have a group of friends to go camping with, find a group. The fellowship is just amazing. When you're out and you're trying to figure out why you can't do something, they can help you or you can help them. We generally run 6 to 8 families every weekend we go, and it's just a lot of fun. So,
I'm Paul Henning, here with my wife Jenny. We've been married for 32 years. I feel a little out of place here this morning because we have one daughter. She is 28 years old.
We usually give a sticker.
So I appreciate that. So she's 28. She is a college graduate living out in Los Angeles area at this moment, working to change the culture out there. we have, so my wife and I have entered into that next phase and kind of, you know, looking ahead to what God has in store for us in that. We are here in a home-built camper. That was my project last winter. I took a cargo trailer and converted it to sort of a study in minimalist luxury. And so it's kind of fun. If you get a chance on the parade later this afternoon, come by and take a look at it. Still a work in progress, but it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Morning, Eric Dunn. My wife Angie and I are here. Married 28 years next month. Our three kids, Nate, Paige, and Caleb. Nate's 23, Paige is 20, and Caleb's 12. He's here, the other two aren't. And we're staying in the loft. We're not campers. So my wife's like, tents? No way. You know, when I grew up camping all the time, though, but not here, you know.
Hi, my name's Matt Hall. I'm here with my wife, Sarah, and four children, ages from 9 to 2, two boys, two girls. Actually, we're from Texas. I say that very loosely because we sold the house in the spring and we full-time RV now. So we got a 37-foot travel trailer and we're just touring around. So no real direction where we're going, but unless the fuel gauge tells us otherwise. or actually the mechanical repairs of the vehicle. But we're going to take this one day at a time and we'll just go forward and see where we're led, and we're just enjoying the time together, seeing the country. And I figure while the kids are young, we can actually tell them where we're gonna go and what we're doing before they tell us what's next. So that's the plan so far.
I'm Steve Rydell, here with my wife Lynn and eight of our nine children. The oldest is a freshman at Grace. She was gonna drive down this weekend, but she's quickly realizing that there's a lot of things going on in college and can only fit so much in, so she's stayed home or stayed on campus this weekend. So from the Battleground, Indiana, Lafayette area of the state. So we roll in a 12-passenger van and a 27-foot bunkhouse. I don't know if my wife will actually open up to tours, but I could probably sneak in when she's away at Moms and Muffins. Don't edit that out, so okay. No. it's interesting, and Todd is the reason we got into RVing, because back in 2006 my wife got a bunch of Family Man stuff, and so I started getting the weekly and everything, and then realized, wow, they travel around in an RV, a family of eight. This is awesome. Wouldn't that be fun? And I got one of those looks that said maybe not. But then we got to the point where going anywhere was difficult to, tent camping required, three or four tents sometimes, or three or four hotel rooms. So, pick your poison, right? And so we compromised. I couldn't get the Class A, but I could get the bunkhouse and try and get out 2-3 times a year and go different places. So, the folks that are running around this week end with us here are anywhere from 14 down to 13 months. So good times, and looking forward.
You're a Purdue guy.
Yeah, I work at Purdue University, so just nice secure employment. I get to ride the elevator sometimes with Mitch Daniels, and just regardless of where you lean politically, just what a guy. I met him once, and like 6 months later we ran again, and he just kind of picked up the conversation right where we had been, and asked me how my family was, mined like a steel trap. And
were you able to mention Family Man?
No, but I did bring up that I had a lot of children, and he thought that was
trying to get the website.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. I know his schedule kinda, and we'll see what we can do. So anyway, the dads are okay. Got it. All right.
Name's Kyle Bigelow. Here with my wife and three kids, and one on the way. And we are tent camping with electricity and water. So a little bit.
Wait, tent camping with a pregnant wife? I just want to clarify pregnant that. Yeah. Okay.
My wife is a trooper, by the way. So we first ran into Todd at a homeschool convention in Ohio. Place was packed out talking about RV and homeschooling. And so we tent camp every once in a while. And I want to say that I was uber impressed with this group, your large email list, because when you put out that plea a couple weeks ago about helping a mother out, you know, I text my wife and I'm like, maybe we should help out. And really before she responded, it's like, hey, the needs are met. And that was really, really cool. So, yeah, my kids are Caleb 6, Andrew 4, Anna, a year and a half, and newbie in the womb. So glad to be here.
I'm Steve Howe from West Valley, New York. Here with my wife and two of my kids. I have four kids, 8 to 18. This is the first time my wife hasn't had a disaster camping. The last two times she had... last two times she had panic attacks at midnight, like full-blown panic attacks, and crawled out of the tent, not able to breathe. So this is really good so far. but I first heard Todd on Focus on the Family. Wish they haven't had you back. They have everyone else back, but they haven't had you back. Well, give them a call. Say, hey, I'm getting requests to be on your show. But unlike Scott, we had like an hour and a half of everyone loading up the car and all ready to go, and then 10 hours of where are we? Why aren't we there yet? I'm tired. I'm hungry. I want to pee. And if you kick my seat again, I'm going to take you out and beat you. And I said, don't worry, where we're going, no one will care.
And before you put that away, if you listen to the podcast, you might remember Steve lost his son. How long ago?
2 years. 2 years ago. About 2 years and like 3 months, 4 months.
It was tragic.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Gross. I'm from South Carolina, up near the North Carolina line, so we're not anywhere close to the hurricane. I hope we get some rain from it. Because we are dry where we live. But we're in a pop-up camper, the second one that we have inherited from family. So thus far we haven't paid for one, and I just fixed whatever was broken on it before it got to us, and we nurse it along. But the Lord's been gracious to us. We've had flats and everything else every time we go camping, cars, but it's been fun. New adventures. Things that we would not have seen otherwise if the Lord didn't cause our car to break down or our camper to break down or something. So we try to look at it that way. I've got five kids, 21 down to 3, and we're foster parents, so at any moment we may have 3 or 4 more at a moment. And we have actually gone camping with 3 extra foster kids, which was very full. A lot of hammocks spread around our campsite, but yeah, I think it's it. My wife and I have been married almost 24 years.
And, South Carolina?
It's Spartanburg, Greenville. In fact, that's where my wife actually sat through one of yours at the, I think it was a Great Homeschool one, and and we had split up. It was one of those where you get to the homeschool and it's like, oh, I want to see this. So then you split up and each of you takes notes, and my wife ended up in yours, and I don't know where I was. I might have been babysitting a sleeping kid at that time, but yeah.
My name's Matt Ables. I'm here with my wife and 2 children. I can't believe you was going to axe murder your family. That's kind of, that's just kind of bloody. I did have the opportunity to at least strand her. We currently live in Atlanta, Georgia. I was on a business trip in Charlotte, and it was kind of a last minute thing. We never been to Indiana. We hadn't ever seen corn, so we thought we'd come see it.
They were disappointed we didn't have corn on the cob last
night. Yeah, I figured about 5 dishes of corn were going to be on the table, but anyways.
And you have a big camper, but not here.
As a matter of fact, yeah, I do have a big camper. I just don't pull it around. It kind of stays where it's at.
How big is it?
52 feet, 5 slide outs, 4 ACs. So anybody need a mobile home, you know, I can hook you up. But yeah, we are just tent camping right now. But you know, we've backpacked for a long time. It's kind of how we migrated from the coast up to the mountains. So, anyways, glad to be here.
We've got a couple extras.
Yes, we do.
Tell us who you are, how you got here. Tell us a little bit.
Something funny,
you.
It sounds like. I'm Andrew. My wife Crystal isn't able to make it this weekend, so I'm the crazy one that brought 9 kids, 7 boys, 15 to 15 months here. And also crazy enough to bring a knife throwing stand that's going to bring the little boy's manliness level up a little bit. So hopefully we'll get a chance to all throw some knives and tomahawks. But we're in the last cabin by the pond. It's very peaceful, and we're enjoying it. So.
I got one more.
My name is John Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kelsey, and our 2 boys. And we bought our RV and... excited to be here for our third time to the campground.
Awesome. Well, I can't tell you guys how encouraged I am just having you here. I mean, I love watching you guys talk to each other. I love talking with you because I do feel we're all in the same axe murdering group. You know, that we do get to places where we don't like. And it's comforting knowing that you guys blow it too. In fact, what I'd like to maybe just kind of open it up, just because I know the dads listening, they like to hear other dads speak just other than me, but because everybody knows, at least if you've listened, that I love being a dad, except when I don't, you know, but it just gets better. It keeps getting better. I mean, the relationships are deeper, the laughter is funnier, you know, it just feels fuller. And people ask me all the time, you know, how you doing, Todd? And I often say, I just feel full, you know, as a dad.
And that's our show for this week, dads. You'll have to tune in next week to hear the second half of the Family Man Rally show. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.